Welcome to Home Smart with Amy Lurari, like Ferrari, of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email amy at allshoreamy.com and visit allshoreamy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity. All right, Amy, and we're recording this fresh off of you returning from an open house today.
That's correct. I had an open house out at Orchard Drive today. This is the third one that I've held there. The first one was during the monsoon, that weekend that we had all of that rain.
Yes.
Believe it or not, I did have a few people through. Then I had another one which was better attended, and then today's was attended fairly well also. Brian, I wanted to talk a little bit about when you are selling your house, how to strategically do those open houses so that they work for you.
Because it's really an opportunity to showcase your property, and there's some things that you really have to do to prepare for that.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you don't, like today's was kind of a last minute, but I'd had one week before. So, of course, people are keeping an eye on this property, so they did come out. But the way I always say is the best way to do it, and this is my opinion, other agents have other opinions, but if you have a house that's coming soon, you're going to have a coming soon period. And I try to strategically make it so that the first open house is that first weekend of that week that that house comes on.
Now, what is this coming soon period? Explain for me.
It is 21 days you are allowed to advertise the house is coming up for sale. That's the time you're getting it all prepped for the open house or for when it's going active. During that 21 days, and I mean, it can be less, but it cannot be more, you're going to want to not show the house. The house cannot be shown to anyone during that period.
But you're under contract at that point.
You're under
sell.
Yes.
Okay.
You're under a listing agreement with your agent, but the agent cannot bring anybody by. And they cannot have other agents bring anyone by. So it's closed off. The sale's coming kind of thing.
I like it. Preview of coming attractions.
Yes, exactly. So then, you know, that first, like I always try to make it so that the house comes on a Friday, and then we do that open house on that Saturday and then Sunday. And if we are fortunate enough, that's the only open house we have to do, and the house goes under contract. We're seeing a little bit of shift out here right now where it's taking more than one open house. It's taking a little bit longer for those houses to go under contract unless they are super duper deal and 20 people need that house. If you have a house that's a little unique, it might be a little bit longer. So don't get discouraged. Just keep it going and open it up, let people come in. Buyers are more apt to come see the property during an open house than they are to maybe schedule if they think it's not quite right for them, but they want to get their eyes on it, or if they think that it might be a little over their price range, but they're going to come see it because they want to see if that price drops, then they're on it. You know, they have knowledge of it. And when you come as a buyer to an open house, do not be intimidated by the question, are you working with an agent? Obviously, it's best that you bring your agent with you because they are representing you and they are protecting your best interest. Anything you say can and will be held against you. So most of us are very professional about it. However, we don't need to know the details of what you're selling, your financial situation, why you're moving. All of those things can be used in an offer situation to the seller's advantage.
I see.
So be mindful of that. I try not, you know, I'm a chatty person, so I try not to let that stuff stay in my brain because it really is not to your best interest as a buyer to tell me that you need to move in 3 months and that you're anxious to get something or if financially you've got to do it right away. That's when the seller can say, well, I can play hardball. I don't need to come off my price because you're desperate. And
I
it goes the same way with the seller. If you have an agent bring any buyers buy, and this is why we say as agents, go away. Let them show the house. Let them talk amongst themselves. Because if you say something like, oh, yeah, one time we had a leak here or whatever, that all can be used against you mm-hmm. on the opposite
side. That'll show
side.
Up later in the negotiation at some point.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. just be mindful. But no, go out into those open houses, sign in, put your agent's name down. So I will reach out to an agent and say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Jones came by today and they were looking at the open house. Not sure if you sent them or if they came on their own. They seem to have interest. That way we get that conversation going and we can stay, you know, in contact. Know a lot of the local agents. So it's just one of those kind of nice things.
Well, that's in a way, that's a very good question. Are you working with an agent? Because if they aren't necessarily too, it gives you an opportunity to go ahead and ask them some questions about the type of property they're looking for. So if this isn't necessarily the property for them, it can kind of help you narrow in on what would be the best fit for their needs.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can help them. I just can't represent them. And that's another tricky spot there. It's a lot of work. When you're, as they call it, doing both sides. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing unethical about me helping a buyer prepare a contract on a house that I have listed.
Now, is there still such a thing as a dual disclosed agent?
Yes. Now, and that's the agent that's the dual agent is the broker. Mm-hmm. So in Maryland, mm-hmm. you know, it might be different in other states. But in Maryland, so the broker would be the dual agent. And dual agency comes into play if I am a listing agent and someone from my office under my same broker has the buyer. We work in the same office. It's got to be disclosed that their information will be kept confidential mm-hmm. and that we won't talk amongst ourselves or give any of that confidential information to the other.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's quite an education as yeah. to how that works.
Yeah, and it's very confusing, and there are agents out there that don't really understand the dual agency, or if you're coming from another state, it may work completely different. Mm-hmm. So you really, it's to your benefit to work with someone who is local and knows the area, or have your agent contact that local agent, because there's so many different rules and regulations between states.
Who knows the local market better than a local agent?
Absolutely. So. And then you also have to be mindful of, you know, there's a lot in the news right now about NAR lawsuit that's going on and how that's going to affect it. So this could all change in the next couple months on who we're working for and how we're disclosing it and how that's all going to work out. In Maryland, we have buyer's representation. We are by law supposed to get a buyer's rep signed before we start touring properties. First face-to-face meeting, they need to sign on. Now, how you go about that is it's different from brokerage to brokerage, but it can be a one-day deal. It could be a 6-month deal. So as a buyer, know what you're getting into, but don't shy away from it. It's our law. We have to have that paperwork. And just know if it's not the right fit with your agent, you should be able to terminate that agreement in some form. There has to be a dead, you know, some kind of way of terminating it. So don't feel like you're married to that agent if it's not the right fit.
Okay. Let's go back to open houses for a moment or two. Mm-hmm. What is the best way to prepare for an open house?
Well, you want to make sure that it's very welcoming for the people coming in. So if it's a cool day, make sure you have a little heat on to make it cozy up. Burn a candle.
What
you
about
know?
The cookie thing? The cookie,
the cookie thing is a real thing. It's a real thing. People bake cookies. You, I don't know about you, but my stomach rules my life sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 1,000%.
Yes. So it does just bring that feeling of home. Soft music in the background is nice. Make sure the house is clean, tidy, smells well, because you can't tell in a picture, but you can, you know, when you're there, you can smell the house. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. it's nice to have that. If there's a walkway up to the front door, make sure it's freshly swept. Make sure you have the lights and the blinds up, because like today it was rainy.
The more light, the better.
That's right. And, you know, if you're, it's a rainy, overcast day, you want that light coming in because you want them to be able to feel like it's light and bright and welcoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so those are all good tips. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of things, as a buyer attending an open house, what should you be looking for?
Well, you know, you may not have the trained eye that maybe your agent has, but you're going to want to try to look at look past the paint colors, look past the carpet colors, those kind of things. Look at the overall space, because you are 9 times out of 10 going to have furniture in those places, but that's that seller's furniture or it's been staged.
I often wonder about that when I look at some of these home improvement shows and they decorate these places so beautifully, and I have to wonder, do these people realize that the contents aren't going with the house?
I tell you, it really does help to have it staged and have it, like I said, that people feel like they can come in and sit down and feels like home.
You want to be able to picture yourself in there.
Yes. Yeah. So that's why I always advise people to take those personal items out. You're moving anyway, pack them up. And I know we love to have those pictures of our kids and our grandkids and those nice wall hangings that say, this is Billy's room and this is Sally's room. But you don't want the buyer to know your children's names. As much as we try to keep it as secure as we can, you're having a public open house. Anybody could come through, and we hope their intent is to purchase a home, but it's a weird world out there. Mm. So less information is better. Less stuff is better. So take those kids' names off the walls. Take those pictures, personal pictures, put them away. Make it generic, just like you see when you go in a furniture store.
Concerning open houses, what do you have on the docket for the near future?
Well, we do. We are planning another open house out at Orchard Drive next weekend. My buddy Ken Roderick, who is my partner agent, he will be hosting that from 11 to 1 next Saturday. So feel free to pop out and see him. Other than that, we don't have anything planned beyond that personally, but my office has several houses out there that were open this weekend. If you want a list of what's coming up, I can certainly supply that to you. Facebook is a great resource for I always put mine on Facebook, and that seems to get me more traffic than if I were to even advertise it in a newspaper kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out. If the weekends are getting nicer, you know, people are out taking drives. So ask me, where are the local open houses? I can pull them up on Friday night, shoot you a list, and then you can go about your business and go shopping.
All right. To that end, let's give all the contact information.
Absolutely. You can hit me up on my cell, 443-480-2936, or you can call my office line, which is 443-215-HOME. And then feel free to shoot me a message either via my website or my email. It's allshoreamy.com. The email is amy@allshoreamy.com.
Okay, so let's reach out to Amy, find out what's going on with those open houses. And thanks for the education today.
You're very welcome.
We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
You've been listening to Home Smart with Amy Lurari of Chesapeake Real Estate Associates. To contact Amy, call 443-480-2936 or 443-215-HOME. Email amy@allshoreamy.com and visit allshoreamy.com on the web. Equal housing opportunity.